USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, of like the stage, and where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Shares of stock in marijuana companies are up after Jeff Sessions resigns as Attorney General. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has that story.
Shares of Canadian pot company Tilray going up 30% immediately after news that Jeff Sessions was out as the USAG. Stocks in other publicly traded marijuana companies like Canopy Growth and Aurora Cannabis also rising by more than 8%. Sessions had promised he'd roll back Obama-era policies that allowed states to set their own rules when it came to marijuana. The companies were also enjoying a boost because Michigan voters approved a measure legalizing recreational pot on Tuesday.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized after falling in her office and fracturing three ribs. At 85, Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the court. She has served since President Clinton appointed her back in 1993. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio announced his bid to be House Minority Leader on Wednesday. Now he's going to be challenging Congressman Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, who joined Fox News and explained why he wants to be the leader of the minority party.
We're looking for more results. You look at where the economy is today. I'm very proud of the fact that when you look at in the last 49 years of America, unemployment has only been below 4% 11 months. And six of those 11 months in 49 years, we just lived through. What we've been able to transform in the VA, rebuild our military, get this economy moving stronger, combating opioids. We're talking about the future. The Democrats are going to elect the past. Think about that. Nancy Pelosi is Speaker. Steny Hoyer is now running as Majority Whip, and as Majority Leader, and Clyburn will become their whip.
The parent company of Duncan Hines Cake Mixes has recalled 2.4 million boxes of the product due to it being linked to an outbreak of Salmonella. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
After the FDA and CDC informed officials at Conrega Brands that Duncan Hines Cake Mixes could be the source of Salmonella in three different states, the recall was issued. I spoke to Dr. Laura Geraldowski, an epidemiologist with the CDC.
Letting people know that consumers should not eat any of this recalled Duncan Hines cake mix or cakes made with them. They should return them to the store for a refund or just go ahead and throw it away.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.